And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez from VeralDana. None of us like to think of worst-case scenarios, but it is important for employers to do a self-assessment to determine the potential for workplace violence in each of their physical plants or locations. To minimize possible chances of workplace violence, there are multiple steps you can take. First, assess physical risk factors in the building or on the grounds. Are there isolated areas, areas with poor lighting or unsecured areas? If so, are there steps you can take to minimize those threats? Next, consider your work schedule in relation to these risks. Do you have employees who are working late hours in isolated areas? Does this increase risk of assault? Consider adding security that you may be able to provide. Further, create a policy or procedures as to how to respond to reported threats or violent acts. Make sure that your policy balances your goal of providing a safe workplace while minimizing the risk of workplace violence and balancing the employee's privacy rights. Contact a member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group if you'd like to discuss more.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.